SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
Slow Italian, fast learning.
Fred Ford è il responsabile delle specie minacciate presso il Dipartimento per il cambiamento climatico, l'energia, l'ambiente e l'acqua del New South Wales. Fred stava esaminando centinaia di migliaia di immagini quando ha visto qualcosa di incredibile.
Just instantly struck me what it was, and I was sort of sitting here shaking for some time.
Stava guardando una foto di un opossum leadbeater, una specie che si riteneva estinta nel New South Wales da molto tempo. Si credeva che fosse estinta anche nel Victoria finché non fu riscoperta nel 1961 e elevata allo status di emblema faunistico di quello stato. Il Victoria continua a classificare la specie come in pericolo critico di estinzione e Fred non si aspettava di trovare questo particolare opossum a centinaia di chilometri dalla sua posizione conosciuta più vicina.
You can confuse these guys with sugar gliders if you're not looking for them, but if you've got the search pattern in your brain and you're sort of open to the fact that something unusual might be there, you know what it is, but there's absolutely no way I was going to start ringing people up and saying, hey, I found a Leadbeater's possum, until getting it confirmed by David Lindemeyer and Dan Harley as the species experts that have been working on these things for decades, because it's just too good to be true.
Il professor David Lindemeyer lavora presso la Fenner School of the Environment and Society dell'Australian National University.
Okay, so Leadbeater's possum is about 120 grams as an adult. So if you think about that, that's about 4 Leadbeater's possums makes a punnet of margarine in terms of body weight. So it's a small animal that will fit in the palm of your hand. And it's got a very characteristic long tail that's pinched at the base where it attaches to the body, and then it looks like a little baseball bat, it's sort of club-shaped.
Decenni fa, gli opossum leadbeater sono stati argomento della tesi di dottorato del professor Lindemeyer. Lindemeyer ha trascorso molto tempo alla loro ricerca nel Parco Nazionale Kosciusko, dove ora è stata scoperta la specie.
And sadly, I didn't find any animals. I did lots of spotlighting with a very powerful light at night time. I mimicked the alarm calls of animals because that often brings them in.
What does the alarm call sound like?
The alarm call sounds like this. I'll mimic it for you. It goes, and it's made by adult animals in a colony. So Leadbeater's possum lives as a colony of up to 12 individuals.
Fred Ford ha confermato che non si sa quanti opossum leadbeater vivano nel Parco Nazionale Kosciusko.
So the way that we survey for most species now is actually by setting out camera arrays using wildlife cameras.
Quelle telecamere riprendono qualsiasi specie passi di lì, quindi gli scienziati tengono d'occhio tutti i tipi di specie. Uno dei modi in cui gli scienziati sanno cosa cercare è esaminando la dieta dei predatori, in questo caso i gufi.
The prey remains of owls that have eaten something, they their prey whole, and then they regurgitate the bones into the caves at Yerangabilly when they're roosting during the day in the dark. And there's a whole bunch of other species in those bone deposits sitting on the surface, and we've dated them and know that they're less than 200 years old. So we know that naturally there's a number of species which have never been recorded in the area that could be recorded.
Ora che l'opossum leadbeater è stato registrato, Ford sta setacciando gli archivi storici alla ricerca di altri esemplari con l'aiuto dell'intelligenza artificiale. Il suo team sta inoltre avviando un programma di lavoro sul campo.
So the two sites that we now have images from, they're already almost 30 kilometres apart, and they're in what is a fairly common and widespread forest type through Kosciuszko and some of the adjoining national parks and state forests. So the potential search area is vast, certainly tens of thousands of hectares distributed over almost 150 kilometres, or pushing up towards 100 kilometres definitely.
Un team composto da 10-15 persone, alcune delle quali provenienti da altri stati, installerà e monitorerà fino a 300 telecamere. Non appena i ricercatori avranno un'idea più chiara della distribuzione delle popolazioni di opossum, inizieranno ad attuare piani per proteggerle. Sebbene i possum di Leadbeater vivano nella fascia media della foresta, sono comunque esposti a una minaccia significativa da parte dei predatori selvatici.
They tend not to come to the ground very much, and when they do come to the ground, they're exposed to things like cats and foxes, which is one of the things that's probably affecting their population size, and that's where the relationship to management really comes in.
Una di queste pratiche di gestione è il controllo degli incendi.
We need to think about how we're burning, when we're burning, and what we do after a burn or after a wildfire as well, in terms of following those things up with predator management. That means that if possums are forced to come to the ground because they don't have that mid-story, that they're protected as much as we can from those sorts of threats.
Un altro modo in cui i biologi stanno lavorando per proteggere la specie è attraverso l'allevamento in cattività. C'è un santuario a Hillsville, gestito da Zoos Victoria, dove Darcy Watchorn è un biologo specializzato in specie minacciate.
And so since 2012, the zoo established a conservation breeding program looking to improve both the rate of breeding and also the genetic diversity of the species. And it's taken a little while to have some success, but just recently we have finally started to crack the code with Leadbeater's possum breeding.
Il santuario ospita attualmente 31 opossum Leadbeater. Finora sono riusciti ad allevarne uno, ma dopo aver modificato la loro dieta a base di linfa e insetti, sperano di poterne allevare altri presto. Il santuario ha anche trasferito alcuni opossum per cercare di creare altre popolazioni, nel caso in cui un incendio o animali selvatici dovessero distruggere una delle poche roccaforti rimaste nello stato del Victoria.
And both translocations were going really well, as I said, that there was good site fidelity and possums were likely breeding. But then they fell over really quickly once feral cats most likely clued into them.
Un altro motivo per cui il santuario è così importante è che anche la piccola popolazione di opossum che sopravvive nel Victoria è minacciata dal declino della diversità genetica. I ricercatori sospettano che una delle due sottospecie presenti nel Victoria sia ridotta a 30 o 40 esemplari. Il santuario sta lavorando per aumentare la diversità genetica attraverso l'incrocio delle due popolazioni e ha anche creato una nuova riserva recintata per stabilire una popolazione protetta in natura. Stanno aspettando con ansia di saperne di più sulla genetica della popolazione scoperta nel New South Wales, lavoro a cui parteciperà il professor David Lindemeyer.
Hopefully in the next year or so, my group, little group of scientists and New South Wales Park Service will be able to work together to make sure that we can secure this population, which is not likely to be very large, and it's quite likely to be a separate subspecies from the ones in central Victoria because it's such a long way away.
L'incredibile scoperta ha suscitato grande entusiasmo tra scienziati e ambientalisti, ma ha anche riacceso l'appello per una maggiore protezione di una delle creature più a rischio di estinzione al mondo.
I think it's quite important to really highlight that the discovery in New South Wales really shouldn't have any impact on the conservation actions that are underway for the Victorian populations, because those threats are so perverse and the population is so imperiled.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Volete ascoltare altre storie come questa? Potete trovarle su Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify o ovunque scarichiate i vostri podcast.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec.
Yeah, this is bad.
Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.